Welcome to the Sick Boys Radio Show.
How's it going?
How's it going, motherfuckers?
Agent Orange kicked us off right there. Now, the interview we got coming up later with HPH, they have an upcoming show. You'll have to hear more about that later on.
Way later on.
Yeah. So, what happened this weekend? Kobe died. Some kid won, like, fucking 10 Grammys, and people are losing their shit. All of a sudden, they care about the Grammy Awards.
Well, wasn't there some big controversy because somebody came out and was like, yo, this shit's fixed.
That's funny, but it's probably true. I mean,
yeah, I think it's fixed.
I mean, I think somebody pays off somebody. I don't know if it starts with the label or if there's higher ups, but that shit's rigged for sure. Why wouldn't it be? Otherwise, you know, there probably wouldn't be a Grammys.
Yeah,
to be honest.
No, you're right.
It would have no point in existing.
It's fixed.
Because music isn't a popularity contest.
Yeah.
So
it's fixed.
Yeah.
Rigged.
Those are bought little trophies.
Fake news.
They're fake news. China.
Hey, but that's those guys. I just don't hang out with them, you know. All right. So we're going to hit you with some friends over on Bucket Bong.
Yeah, while we're playing video games over on Twitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a new thing now. We're just doing this all the time because...
well, it's fun.
It's funner.
All right.
So, yeah. Here's some tunes.
Yep, Friends of Rome.
Here you go.
The band has stopped. The night is young. This bar is closed, but there'll be more to come. She whispered softly,
oh, I don't wanna be alone. Can me and all my friends come back for combs?
I called ahead, I felt so cheap, just to make sure my grandma's sound asleep. I should have noticed that her look was kinda smart. She only wants me cause I got the drugs. My mouth was dry, my knees were weak. She held my hand when we walked down the street. I didn't give a shit, she got my first name wrong. She only wants me for my bucket bomb. She only wants me for my bucket bomb. Bucket sink or vessel anywhere. Now if she wants a bucket, I'll have the last look. She'll have to have it with me in the bar. She'll have to have it with me in the bar. She only wants me cause I've got the drugs.
We be the Johnsons, and we don't be messed with. We be a proud people. We be good neighbors. But we will hurt you if you mess with us, okay? And in a Christian way. I mean, that's the way of the wise.
Take a chance and come with me to the fires below. tell you hell has just begun. Why can't you tell me?
Never pass back the sign of victory.
Sick Boys Radio Show. How's it going, fuckers?
That was HBH Take Flight. Before that, a couple ones off tape. Bracket Talk Show. That one actually was digital. But Jetlag and Mock were both off tape. That's why you got the hisses and pops on it. Whatever.
Yeah. Whatever.
No, you're not going to find those songs anywhere else unless you own that shit, you know. And Friends Will Rom with She Only Wants Me for My Bucket Bone. Yeah.
For what?
Like what you smoke out of the gravity bone?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that technically a bucket bone?
I guess it is a bucket bone.
It's probably what they call it over in Europe if they do that.
Yeah, it's a bucket bone. I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it could be something completely different if you care to enlighten us.
Yeah, I think it's a gravity bone.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we have this interview coming up for you with HBH right about...
Yeah. It's coming up right now? Now?
I'm getting an interview.
Welcome to the Sick Boys Radio Show!
Today, we got on the line HBH from right here in Orange County. How's it going, guys?
What's up, man?
We're doing good.
Good.
Yeah. So do you want to introduce yourselves really quick to anybody who doesn't know you?
I'm Brian, and I sing and play guitar.
I'm Zach. I play the drums.
Right on.
Kyle over here. Jason, and the best looking of the bunch.
Yeah. So you got a new album out, Day Late and a Dollar Short, and... I was wondering, we were listening to one of the tracks. Fuck, I don't have it in front of me. But it was like a total departure from everything you guys have done before. It was like a punk song.
which one is that?
I've got to look at it. I don't have it right here in front of me.
Way to go, Nordy.
I think there's Take Flight, and then there's California Sun.
Yeah, I was thinking of Take Flight. Yeah.
Take Flight.
Yeah, I was wondering what's up with that? Is that something new you guys are doing, or
we like punk, dude? We're a punk band as well. We're not just reggae or ska. So
nice, right on.
Punch in the face. Yeah,
yeah. For
we
sure.
We like doobies and we like mosh pits.
You say boobies?
Was that love doobies boobies. Or boobies?
Boobies both? And doobies, yeah.
Both.
All right, well, HBH on the line with Sick Boys Radio. So, all right, what do you guys got coming up show-wise and everything? You want to plug that, get that out of the way first?
Go ahead, yeah. Go ahead, Brian.
All right. The way we know as well. So we got February 14th. We'll be at the Doll Hut with Agent Orange, actually.
Fuck nice. Yeah.
And a couple other awesome bands I can't think of right now. And then March 14th, a month later, we'll be at Gallagher's with Long Beach Dub All Stars, Khalifa, Graveyard, Aces, and I think that's it.
Yeah, that would be a sick show. A Long Beach Dub All Stars with you guys. Have you guys played with them before?
We have not. We've played with everyone but them.
Nice.
Pretty much.
So, whereabouts in OC are you guys?
We migrate. So we all grew up in Huntington Beach.
Yeah.
You know, but throughout the years we all moved. I live in San Clemente now.
Nice. Well, that's where we are.
Yeah, right down the street.
Yeah, we're over on Kike Campana right now. Yeah.
Stop throwing fucking grapes at me.
Maricosta.
Oh, you live in Miracosta? That's where I live.
Oh, yeah. I live fucking neighbors.
I live right.
I know, right.
I live like right across the street from the Miracosta Park. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right on. There's oh.
Yep, I know that park. I'm right there.
Right on. So, all right. I'm trying to think. So you guys got a show coming up with Agent Orange at the Doll Hut. So you guys play at the Doll Hut often?
All the time, brother.
Yeah, pretty much. Second home.
Do you guys make any shots up north, like go to Vegas or do any of that, or are you sticking mostly in SoCal?
we're working on that, but no, the furthest we've done is southbound in Arizona once, but we mostly travel up and down, you know, like.
You can hear your ass beat.
So, why did you jump up? We tried setting up some shows in San Diego. Sometimes those fall through, but
yeah.
But at Vegas,
not short.
Northern California, we haven't really had any offers or anything to go up there.
Huh. All right, well, definitely take a look at the Double Down Saloon if you go up to Vegas. That's one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
We'll double it down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
From what I heard, they actually pay the bands. And
yeah, no, we have, you guys know them too, Terminally Ill. They used to play there every time they hit Vegas. Huh. So they actually had recommended that spot like 1,000 times to us, but we just haven't done it yet.
Yeah, so I think we found you guys at Knuckleheads right here in San Clemente. Do you guys ever play there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we played a few times over there.
A few times.
Because, we played with you guys, right? When you guys were doing Dr. Bob's film.
Yeah. Yep, that was the last incarnation of that.
I missed that.
Yeah. Have you seen they redid the stage and everything there now?
Oh, no.
Did they make it smaller?
No, it's actually bigger. where they had like the tables is now where the stage is. It's a lot bigger. But where the stage was is now like a sound recording fucking spot.
Yeah, it's like a lockout space that they rent out to bands and shit. So
Yeah.
You get that live feel now.
Yeah, so Huntington Beach area, is there any good all ages venues up there?
We got Sea Legs and Surf Dogs, which are probably the best.
Yes.
Sea Legs, is that one? Is that the one at Bolsa Chica?
Yeah, that's the one on the beach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. We saw Bad Religion and NOFX there.
Yeah.
Bunch of bands.
They got some good stuff coming up.
They've been doing incredibly well, so definitely Huntington Beach too.
And I know you guys play at Surf Dogs from time to time too, right?
I love that place. Fucking
Surf Dogs.
Good pizza, good beer, good bands. I love that place.
We played in December, I think. Like
Surf Dogs?
Yeah, recently. We just
saw it.
Yeah, we did it was for charity. You donated charity or something, right?
Yeah. Some shit like that.
Yeah.
Well,
right
on.
Yeah.
So, you guys working on anything else?
I'm trying to have an interview right now.
Are you guys working on anything else outside of the band?
On practicing.
Yeah.
Working on practicing.
Yeah.
It's just like, got there, though. I'm practicing on you right now, Zach?
That's exactly what's happening right now. I'm getting distracted. Sorry.
What's it called? I had a question ready, but I kind of, my mind went somewhere else for a minute there.
So you got.
Well, I got something, though.
We're
always trying to work on something. We don't like to just have an album and then, all right, all that. We're always working on something.
Yeah.
So, Brian's always writing. We might be doing some acoustic stuff coming up.
We'll see.
You know, maybe a mixture of our new songs and old songs, acoustic.
Yeah. We got something with our buddy Guy Salazar, too, in the works as well. Actually, for that song, Take Flight, that you were talking about earlier.
And I saw Guy Salazar, he's doing a skate deck of HBH, right?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, you want to talk about that? How's that coming about?
So, we met Guy a long, long time ago.
Who knows where?
Yeah, I think with Street Fair. We used to play Huntington Street Fair, like, all the time. And his cousin actually used to own, like, a clothing line or some shit. And he used to help us out in the beginning. And then we kind of moved on, and Guy started doing his own thing and tattooing and shit.
Huh.
And we've kind of just linked up with him since. And now he's linked up with another clothing line.
No, yes.
And so we'll be hooking up with him and whatnot with the full skate thing.
Huh. Yeah, so you guys are skaters, surfers, both? What do you do outside of the band?
Well, I would say two of us are retired skaters.
I don't surf much. Yeah. I golf more than I fucking surf. No.
Where do you golf at?
I'm so out of shape and surfing now, but
you guys got lame.
Now, where do you golf at, though?
But yeah, I'm a surfer for standards. Yeah.
Huh. All right. Yeah.
I like a soft landing.
Huh.
I do what I want.
Possibility of getting drowned, but you know, take the risk.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Yeah, a lot of bands, okay. I'm seeing punk bands, a lot of bands are moving more towards political causes now in like the post-2016 America. Do you guys tend to stay out of that realm, or are you involved in anything political at all?
No, we usually stay out. I mean, at this point...
I'm not even registered.
Yeah, it's about...
I'm not even registered to vote.
It's about the music for us, so it's not really... We're not taking political stances, you know what I mean? It's like, you we're kind of... Pro, whatever the fuck you want to do.
Exactly.
What was the question?
Yeah. So, you do your thing.
Oh, I was talking about.
They're trying to sway you one way or the other, you know.
Yeah.
Do what?
Oh, I was talking about. Do you guys take any political stances on anything? Because a lot of bands are doing that now. I mean, it's always existed, but I think now, like post 2016 America, a lot of people have, you know, all of a sudden have the platform to do what they want now with the internet. You know, so I was just wondering on that. But it looks like you guys are more just about, like, SoCal, smoking weed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about anything. It's fun.
No, if you can get on our music, let's go.
Yeah.
We like to leave that out. I mean, there's so much nowadays that has to do with politics, like wherever the fuck you go. I'd like if, you know, people come to our shows and...
You don't have to worry about it. We don't want to hear about getting into an argument about who you
vote, you know? Yeah. So. Yeah, we're all, like, using Chinese-made shit nowadays anyways.
Like, that a fact.
Did you guys see the dude at the Golden Globes, was it, that got up there and just roasted the entire fucking room?
Yeah, what was his name? What's that guy's name?
Ricky Gervais.
Gervais, dude, that was awesome.
Yeah.
that was so sweet.
Are you guys Office fans at all?
On, you can see the actors' faces, man. They're just like, oh, God. Shut the fuck up. Get off stage. Yep.
Yeah. There's, I don't know. Some people really feel the need to take a political stance, and other people, it doesn't come as natural. You can tell when it's been forced. You know, kind of like people who...
If you have a stance to make, make it. You know, like, if you really feel that passionate about it, that's something you should do.
Yeah,
but
I think that's
we're passionate about our music. You know?
Yeah.
It's like a lot of the reggae, well, like the real reggae scene, you know, is very political, and even the punk scene obviously is very political as well. But in my eyes, it's all about the music, about the energy. You know what I mean? It's kind of like feeling. We don't need to state our opinion every time.
Yeah.
I don't think anytime.
Anytime. Sometimes our opinions is just not important.
Yep, I got that for sure. So what other bands do you play with usually? Do you have any, like, go-to bands that you book shows with?
I mean, as of late, no. We used to, like, when I started the whole Concrete Surf Records thing, we had, like, a group of full-length bands we'd play pretty often with, like, Terminally Ill and Otis Roycroft and shit like that, but as of now, a lot of those bands have kind of like either disintegrated
or can't play at certain places.
Yeah. or they just kind of do a show every like once a year kind of deal. So
I remember you did a split with Terminally Ill, right?
Yeah, we did. We did a song with them on the second compilation.
That's what I was thinking of. Yeah, are they still around?
They are. They just started coming back. They've been kind of sitting around for a couple of years.
Yeah, that was the first OC band that I saw, like, put together an elaborate Indiegogo fundraiser for a music video or something. I never saw anybody around here do that. I had no concept of it. So I saw, oh, shit, people are crowdfunding so they can get the money for the project just to see if there's any interest to begin with. Have you guys thought about crowdfunding for your albums or anything? Or is it just all out of pocket?
No, it's
out of pocket, but we're pretty low cost.
Yeah, like the whole
short, we did the whole thing in my garage, actually.
DIY, that's where it's at.
Yeah. So, you know what I mean? We just got decent enough equipment, it kind of rolled from there.
Yeah. So, what's going on now with Concrete Surf Records? Do you want to plug anything before we wrap this up?
Concrete Surf Records really just consists of us as of right now. It kind of been put on hold for the time being. It just kind of it lets us distribute, and then I use that as a platform kind of deal. But I mean, if there's any other groups or artists that
they're
are
listening, yeah,
come just hit us up.
Yeah, we're on Spotify now, so our listenership is like multiplied ever since that happened. So I'm sure you'll have somebody hit you up. I know you're on the new What Do You Know About Ska Punk compilation. That was cool to see. Bunch of great bands on that.
Yeah, we've been on the last three, actually, with them. They've been pretty good to us.
Nice. All right. Well, do you have anything else you guys want to plug? We always give everybody the soapbox if they have anything on their minds.
Go to our show. Go to our show.
We probably
did.
We're all just going to talk at once. I think that's the best.
Thanks for putting us on the show, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, no problem.
Yeah. Thanks for taking the time out and talking to us. I'm sure we'd like, if you ever want to come down here, smoke some weed and kick it, do an interview.
Apparently, you live right next door to this
house. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I'll just bring a 12 pack, dude.
Yeah,
there you go.
Well, I'm at a fucking winery right now. I'm getting all drunk off wine.
Nice.
My girl's throwing fucking dried out raisin grapes at me right off the tree.
Nice.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Hey, no problem. Thanks again.
Later, Zach. All right, later, guys.
Later days. You're back. Sick Boys Radio Show. How's it going, Buckers?
Dar's dying over here.
I think I am.
Aren't we all, though? Yeah. So, that was our interview with HPH. We're going to be playing one more track of theirs, at least. And we'll be back after this whole set.
Yeah.
But so, coming up next, you're going to hear HPH.
HPH, Day-to-Day Medicine.
Yeah.
That's what you're about to hear.
All right.
Right about now.
Now.
My day-to-day medicine. Oh, Valium. Keeps me up when I'm down. I can't sleep without a ride now. She's my day-to-day medicine. Oh, Valium. Keeps me up when I'm down. Yeah.
tonight. I'll be wrecking shit till the sky is bright with the latest technology. Like you showed me, she looked me over and moved so easily. But in fact, fuck all that. Evidence is missing with my stani. Turn it on until done. I like the way you use me. Too broke for the super size. I got no money and the drinks are free. Now I got the room spinning up around me. Jump ship before sunrise. You're a thirsty bitch that I exercise. Do you know this? 'Cause I know this. That's where I noticed. She looked me over and moved so easily. But in fact, fuck all that. Is messing with my stani. Turn it on until dawn. I like the way you use me. Don't hold me closer. There's no need to cover me. Problem solved. Get your girl involved and show me your agility. Don't want no loving. You just need your currency.
Yeah, sensimina, sensimina, ganja weed, you know. Yeah, we look and say, yeah, 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 yeah. Well, I want ja and sensimina, well, oh God, yes, I do. And I want ja and sensimina, and nothing else will do. And I want ja a contribution, you see, the healing of the nation. And I got to smoke my senses, because I'm done giving me meditation. I'm a sing say, you know, send me sign. We got a smoke sensei. We got a sensei mean ya make me feel irate. In ultimate time, we gonna feel much better. We land a half a ganja. And me sing the good old ganja happy bun. And the ganja moon and star and so on. You have the sensei. Please bring it home. Please bring it come and make the defiance. Some man me sing. And you know me, I go too hippie done. Too hippie done and me never get none. Yes, got the good old ganja. Happy bun, and if I love the weed to the maximum, I'm missing all I want. Ja, I'm sensing me now. Oh God, yes, I do. And I want ja, I'm sensing me now. Got nothing else will do. And I want ja, a country band. You see the healing of the nation. And I got to smoke my sense. Because and that give me meditation. I'm sing well, you know, send me sign. We got a smoke sense. We got a sense in me, make me feel high. You know, send me sign. We gonna feel much better. We land a sweet ganja. And me sing well, you know, send me sign. We got a smoke sense. We got a sense in me, make me feel high. You know, send me sign. We gonna feel much better. We land a sweet ganja. Well, I'm a smoke the weed. Oh God, cussing good indeed. Yes, yes, the good ganja we need. Yes, yes, I'm say we do the seed. From a you have the sense of breeder. Oh, well, you better rope in intermeader. Because me know ganja gonna lead. And at the tip I want some say speed. And me look and me sing what I want. And ja, I'm a sense of me. I will hold God, yes, I do. And I want ja, because I done give me meditation. I'm a sing, say, you know, send me sign. We got a smooth sense, because the sense of media make me feel high. You know, send me sign, we gonna feel much better. We'll land as we for ganja. Well, I must smoke the cessel. Yes, yes, because me know it, God bless. Yes, yes, I mean no one, nothing less. Yes, yes, because it full of progress. Because it help me when me feel stressed. And after me poop that test. Well, me know, say me must smoke the cessel. Because the tip of no saying God bless. And me look and I say, well, I won't draw no sense in me. I will hold God, yes, I do. And I won't draw no sense in me. I can nothing else will do. And I won't draw a country band. You see the healing of the nation. And I got to smoke my sense it. Because I don't give me meditation. Again, no. Well, love the sensei, just say sensei, desire. And me say, all of the massive will love the sensei, just say sensei, desire. We sing, say, all of the massive will love the sensei, just say sensei, desire. And me say, all of the massive will love the sensei, just say sensei, we sing, I want the job.
Wadada, wadada, love letter. Wadada, wadada, hey. Oh, you write a love letter. Wadada, oh, you write a love letter. You put the address on the right hand corner. You put your name on the left hand corner. Whether Rosie, Susie, or Lana, you say, hello, my darling. Say, you maga like a darling. That wedding, this I bring till it to me bridging. Any woman you love want him a forget. Any woman you love want him a forget. She name Suzette, she name Paulette. She name Paulette, she name Miss Janet. She name Janet, she name Miss Suzette. Tell you any woman you love want him a forget. Any woman you love want him a forget. Well, you me no star, Lord, because the woman of the house are the best. The woman at the house are the best. Me love how she wash and she cook and press. Come on, me woman at the house are the best. Me love how she kiss and how she caress. Me love when she play with every ear in my chest. I love letter. Wadada, wadada, love letter. Wadada, wadada, hey. Oh, you write a love letter. Wadada, oh, you write a love letter. You put the address on the right hand corner. You put the name on the left hand corner. You say, hello, my darling. You maga like a darling. I come to fix that wedding. This, I go and tell it to me, Bridget. Come, you say, love is like a candy on the shelf. If you want a taste, you fi help yourself. Say love is like a candy on the shelf. But if you want a taste, you fi help yourself. We'll be right back. God drop me a man. Hey, can any woman you love want him to forget? Any woman you love want him to forget? She live in the east, she live in the west. Live a Kingston, a St. Elizabeth. She name is Janet, or she name Paulette. She name is Paulette, or she name is Yvette. She name Pauline, her name is Bridget. She wearing miniskirt, polka dot or tall dress. Tell you any woman you love want him to forget. Any woman you love want him to forget.
This is the end of the Sick Boys Radio Show this week. Thank you for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. Meow.
Well, I'll tell you what you heard.
Yes.
And then we'll get ready with the outro. Yellow Mine, If You Should Lose Me. Long Beach Dub All-Star, Setsy, who HPH have an upcoming show with, you heard about in that interview. Pepper would use me, and HPH, Day-to-Day Medicine. So, next week, we won't have an interview, but then we have interviews back to back to back to back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we will, second week of February, you'll be hearing the Warboy interview. So,
fuck yes.
Yeah, they'll be coming out from Ontario. A lot more fun, goes without saying, a lot more fun when people can actually join us down here for an interview. We kind of vibe. Is that what the kids say nowadays? Yeah. We're vibing.
We're vibing.
Out, so wherever you're hearing this, if you're listening on all the platforms that this is now on, thanks to Dar setting shit up with our RSS feed, or it's on Podunk Radio, Voodoo Radio, and Punk Rock Demonstration, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're in a band and you want to be played on this bitchin' fucking radio show.
Bitchin'.
What you do? It's fucking bitchin', man.
Bitchin'.
Bitchin'. it's like a bitchin' Camaro. What you do is you send in your tracks, any format with a little bio, to sickboysradio@gmail.com. You can find this show anywhere that you find podcasts. We're everywhere. Google, iTunes, Spotify, Podbean. Twitch, as we're playing fucking video games. Go on over to twitch.tv/sickboysradio, all one word. And check out us playing video games, playing music. Follow us. I don't know. Whatever they do over there on the Twitch. We're doing that as we record these now. Just kind of give you guys a spot to interact with the show live. Because, you know, we record.
Yeah, since we got an internet connection, somebody can drop a request and we could actually put it on.
Yeah, we can actually make this happen. And you can come and join the show. I'll start telling people we actually are doing that.
Yeah.
I didn't tell anybody.
It works better that way, usually.
Yeah, I didn't make any post or anything.
That's okay.
I was more into playing Titan. Dude, Titanfall 2 is fucking badass, dude. It's a kick-ass video game, I'm just saying.
So, if you want to see us streaming, what Dar basically says, if you want to see us streaming Titanfall and come talk some shit, twitch.tv/sickboysradio. It doesn't cost you fucking anything.
Yeah, and when we record the shows, we're going to have these on. When we have the interviews, you can tune into those and check it out live. And which would probably be really, like, especially with the interviews, because, like, 90% of what happens here partying doesn't make it into the podcast.
Oh, now you're giving me ideas for a Patreon.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
We're going to fleece you motherfuckers.
Fleeced.
Send me your money. All right, motherfuckers, thank you for tuning in. As always, catch us all the spots that you catch us, and we'll see you next week.
And playing us out is a band from San Clemente, right where we're at right now. The Ziggins.
The Ziggins?
Yeah.
Damn. Local boys.
All right.
Fuck yeah. Here you go. Later days, motherfuckers.
Get a bitchin' ride. And then another dumb surfer yelled, "Outside! Outside!" Mike. Well, my mom, she looks like a piece of leather. Weather.